Yes, what happened after this was, Omar, Omar loy Shimon ben Shotach, Era ben Chama, just the opposite, you have to have an Chama now, im loy Shafach to dam noki, you had somebody killed for no purpose, you had a clean person killed. Shirayom Ruchachom, the Chama say, Ein Edim Zemimim Nehorgin, Ashi Yizumu Shneim. The locker is, when two Edim said that Reuben killed somebody, we only have these two Edim killed if both of them were found to be Edim Zaymimim. But if we only found one of the pair, one of the Edim to be Zaymim, we don't kill him. So the Kashi Yehuda ben Taboy, how did you have that one Ed killed? You did the wrong thing. In the case where the two Edim wanted to have the other person get Malkus, so then it's Kashi Zaymim, we give you Malkus instead. Again, it's only when both Edim were found to be Zaymimim. But if only one was Zaymim, we don't give a Malkus. And the same thing, where the two Edim said that Reuven owes $200, and they lied. Later we make them pay $200, but only if both of them were found to be Zaymimim. If only one was, we don't make them pay money. So the kids said the Maisa was, Yudib and Taboy had somebody killed for nothing, for no purpose. So the Maisa was, Miyad Kibbul Alav Yudib and Taboy. Right away he accepted upon himself Yudib and Taboy, Sheina Moira Haloch Elav Efneshim Metshotach. He's not going to pasken anymore, do any more Loch Lamaises, unless it's in front of Shimon Metshotach. Like here, Shimon Metshotach showed him they did something wrong. So he made up now, like a tshuva, he's not going to pasken anymore, only in front of Shimon Metshotach. So, Kol Yomo Shayudib and Taboy, Hoye Mishtatech Al Kivro Shloy Shahorik. And the rest of his life, Yudib and Taboy felt very bad that he had this person killed for no reason. So he used to go and lie on top of his kever, on top of his grave. Vayakurla nishma, and a curl came out. People used to hear a curl. Kisvurimom loyma shakurla shahoragu. People used to think it's that person that's screaming. And Omalhem, he said back to them, no, koilihu, it's my koil. Teida, Yudib and Taboy said, I'll prove it to you that it's my koil. Shalamachar hu meis. Like when I'm going to die soon, you'll see, after I die, you'll see there won't be any more kailas there. So it was me, not him. Like he felt bad, he was crying for him. Yeah. So what's the God do with us now? So, Omer le Ravacha braid the rubble of Ravashi, Vidilma, no Vidilma, for you say, if I say. So this is the spot of the Maisa. So, the Teda, the proof is that what? That it wasn't the person that was screaming, because after Yudib and Taboy died, then the screaming stopped. So it's not sure it was Yudib and Taboy that was screaming. So Gemara says, no, what's that proof? Omalei Rav Acha, bread, the Rav Ashi, Vidilma, for Yusuf I say, maybe the person, the Hurig, was Mephias, like he was Michael Yudib and Taboy. He was screaming the whole time. And now it came a time when he was Michael, maybe that's why he stopped. But maybe the curl was that person and not Yudib and Taboy. Oy Bedina Tavoy Minei. Or maybe they took him to Dinel. Just now that he died, now that Yudib and Taboy died, he stopped screaming. Because now that he came upstairs to Shemayim, he figured they'll ban him upstairs. So that's why he stopped crying. So it's no proof it could be really it was that person's voice the whole time. Yeah. So Mora says now, so Mani, who does this price go like? If it goes according to Ramei Yeshita, Ramei was the one that said that Yehuda ben Taboi was the Nasi. The one that says first is the Nasi. So first the Mishnah says Yehuda ben Taboi. So according to Ramei it's good. Yehuda ben Taboi was the Nasi. That's why it's first he passed in by himself. That's why it was clear at the beginning, the Meister was first, that Yudib ben Taboy passed in the Shalom by himself. He made a mistake, but I call upon him, he passed in first by himself, because he was the Nasi. The Nasi is greater than the Yav Bezdin. He has a right to pass in the front of the Yav Bezdin. If you want to say the way the Rabbanim says, the Rabbanan said no. The Rabbanan said that Yudib ben Taboi was second. He was the Av Bezdin. And Shimon ben Shotach was the Nasi, was the Melech-like. So if so, the armor, Yudib ben Taboi, Av Bezdin. And Shimon ben Shotach was a Nasi. If so, Av Bezdin, if they Nasi, Mimoira. Is the Av Bezdin a lot of Paskin in front of the Nasi? The Nasi is greater than him. He's like the president. He's the chief. He's the head. So you can't Paskin in front of him. So how was he allowed to Paskin? And the Gemara, Loi, Mi Moira Locha, Loi.
my kibbutz of the koma listarufe biyape. It's the roof and I'm let Mr. Rafinan. Plus as law, maybe it's not proof. My kibbutz of that at the beginning, my kibbutz of the koma listarufe the afilu listarufe and I'm let Mr. Rafinan. That what that at the beginning he only did it together. That's the pshat. There's really it could be that Yehuda ben Taboy was only enough Bezdin. And the Pshat was the beginning, they did it together. And at the end he was Mekabel, even together I won't do it. Rashi says. Oh, my kibble. Rashi, lav diad hash tohara. Not the Pshat is up until now Yehuda ben Taboy paskin by himself. The vada lohara befonav, mi yomav. Because the vada could be that Rabbanan Shittam, that Shirim Metshatach was an Osi. So Yehuda ben Taboy was not allowed to paskin in front of him. The pshat was Shimon wasn't around. That's why he paskin then. So true, when the Nasi is there, the Yav Bezdin can't paskin. But when the Yav Bezdin is not there, then he won't paskin. And when he was Mekabel was, let's remember, Leishir Bedin Ella Bahati Shimon. What he was Mekabel upon himself later was that even though the Yav Bezdin has the right to paskin when the Nasi is not there, but he accepted upon himself, now even that much he won't do. On the tzar, when the Nasi, when Shimon Machata goes away, I won't paskin myself. I'll always only paskin in front of him. So there's no proof in this Meister which one is right. That's what Machloek is, if Yehuda ben Taboy was the Nasi, or Shimon Machata was the Nasi. Then the Mishnah says, Yotze Menachem Nichne Shammai. Menachem went out, and Shammai took over his place. As Menachem was the Yav Bezdin, he went out, and then Shammai took over his place. Fred Gemara Lehechen Yotze, where did Menachem go to? So Abayi Roma Yotzla Tabas Ruah. He came in Russia. He did bad things. He did Averis. Rova Roma Yotzla Avoidus HaMelech. He was given over to the king. He had to do work for the king. So he lost his position. He wasn't the Yav Bezdin anymore. He was occupied by the king. Tanya Nami Yochanan like this also. Yotzla Menachem Lavoidus HaMelech. V'yotze Imoi Shmoinim Zugois Talmidim. Menachem went to work by the king. First he had to take care of matters there. And it went with him, V'yotzimoy shmoinim zugois tamidim, 80 pairs of tamidim, levushim sirukim. They were wearing nice clothing, Rashi, lovush bigdei malchus, wearing fancy malchus nickel clothing. Omarab shomim barab, omarab yechnan, liyoylom alte shvus kalabenecha. Something that the Rabbonin said not to do with a shvus, it's awesome the Rabbonin, don't let it be so easy in your eyes. Why? Sharei smicha, einu elam mishum shvus. That we had a whole machloikas in the Mishnah, the first machloikas in the Klal Yisrael. So many Tanoim argued about it. What's so machloikas? Could you make a smicha or not? That's only a shavus. To do it on Yom Tov is nothing wrong with your Isa. You're just putting your hands and your body on top of the animal. There's no wisdom with your Isa. It's only Nisr the Rabbonin, Mishum Shavus. And still you see you have such a big machloikas. So you have to take it seriously, shavusim. So Hashem Yelam Mishum Shavus. This is not an Eloh Mishum Shavus. But Yelam Bilon Vlarech Nagabi Vahema. It's not worse than running an animal. The deistrus is because you're using the animal. Here also, you're putting all your weight on top of the animal. That's a shavus. We have such a big machlokes in the Mishnah. Mor says pshita. Mor says shavus mitzvah. It's tzrichalei. It's even a shalom about a shavus the mitzvah. Trashi na mitanina b'mastisin. Umaya shmina Rabbi Yechanan. And what's Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush? Even a shavus of a mitzvah we learned. Zemar honami pshita shvus mitzvah itzvichlei. Honami pshita. Liafuk miman diyoma besmicha gufa pligi. Like what's he teaching us? That the chiddush of a shvus of a mitzvah pshita. The Mishnah is talking about a shvus of a mitzvah. Zemar says the chiddush was liafuk from the man diyoma besmicha gufa pligi. Some learn that the machlekes in the Mishnah is bechlal, does the shalmich hagiga, carbon chayva, need smicha altogether or not? That some learn only a shlomim of an adava needs smicha. Mashenka neshal mechagiga chayva doesn't need smicha. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Rashi says lafuki man diyom masech tebeya that the smicha atzma pligi o man diyom salam mishum shvus. Like don't say the reason the Mishnah says the sauce because it's a shvus. Ela mishum nesvirle neshal mechayva leiboy smicha. They hold something you have to bring the carbon. There's no chiyuv to make a smicha. And then if you do it, it's an avera, you can't do it in avera, you're not supposed to do. They hold the chiksiv, the somach. That's what the apostle says, the somach, to make a smicha, v'shal me nedovah ksiv, v'choyve me nedovah le gamrinah. That's one man the yoma. Kamashmo and here Rabbi Yechon at the time of Mishum Shvusu, or smichas leila mitzvah. That avada the pshat is that he's teaching us that the smicha to do is a mitzvah to do it. And the machlokes in the mishter is, even though b'choil you have to do it, but on Yom Tov the shaila is, can you do a shvus on Yom Tov or not? Kamashmo mishvusu to the pligi. Omar Rami bar Choma. So what is the mitzvah smicha? It means you have to put your two hands and your whole weight of your body on top of the animal. This because if you're going to think, you don't have to put your whole weight. You just have to put your two hands lightly on top of the animal. My covet, lismach, what are you doing wrong? It's not even a shvus. You're not being mishtamish. Just to touch the animal is nothing wrong. You're allowed to touch muksa. It's only to put your weight on top of it. But just to touch it would be mutter. Rashi Shmamina, Midyuk Rabbi Yechon, the time of Mishum Shvus, Smicha, the Kotchim, the Kokoychabinan, you have to put all your weight on it. Vevilei, Mishtam Shabalachayim, it's considered like you're using the Balachayim. Because if not, it's nothing, there's no Issa, it's not even a Shvus. The more Meisvei, have a Kasha. Dabro B'nai Yisrael V'somach, B'nai Yisrael Soimchim, V'yem B'nai Yisrael Soimchim. That only by a man has a Mitzvah Smicha, and not a Nisha, Nisha's Potter for Mitzvah Smicha. Rashi Dabra B'nai Yisrael, Odom Kiyakim Mikem Korban Hashem, Hoksir B'unyon Ebesamach. So Mashma only an Ish, and not an Isha. We have Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel Oimrim, B'nai Yisrael, Samchis Vashus. If they want to, they're allowed to. Omer Rabbi Yisrael, Sachli Abra Loza. Abloza told me once that Pa Machas Hoyolonu Egol Shazuv Cheshlamin. He once had an Egol of a Korban Shlamin. We have Inu Liyazras Noshim, they brought to Yazras Noshim, for some Chuwal of Noshim, and the Noshim made a smicher on it. Not because smicha is benoshim, and like the last is nachas ruach benoshim, that they want to do nachas ruach. So vi sakudaitich smicha bekol koyche binon mishum nachas ruach benoshim avdinam avoyde bekodshim. Like if you're telling me now that really you're not supposed to do it, just to give nachas ruach to the noshim, to show the noshim they're allowed to do it. We made an avodah by kodshim. If you're not allowed to do the avodah, if you're not supposed to do it, you don't do the avodah. So if smicha is b'chol koychoy, it's called like an avodah. So how could you do an avodah b'kodshim? And Allah shvamin isn't the proof here that loy bina kol koychoy, that you don't have to put all your weight on top of the smicha. So then the smicha, just putting hands on top of it, that's not an avodah even. So therefore, if noshim want to, they could do it. That's not called an avodah. Gemara says, no, here's no raya. Really, I'll tell you, smich is called an avoida, and you have to have all your weight. Here the mice was the noshim, they didn't put all the weight on it. They just put the hands on top of it. So the pshat that they did not do an avoida. That's why they were able to do it. Typically, the endless smich klal. It's not the pshat that they're allowed to do the smicha, but they didn't do anything. If you say smicha is b'kol koichai, and they didn't do b'kol koichai, they didn't do anything. Amravami, choda v'yoy kom, it's saying one and another thing. Choda the less smicha klal. One thing is what this isha did by just putting a hand on top of the animal meant nothing. That wasn't even a smicha. V'yoyd, even if they were doing a smicha, could they last as nachas ruach l'noshim? They were allowed to do it, like to give nachas ruach to noshim, like they said that nosim soimches b'shus. If they want to, they're allowed to do it. Amra papa shma minot stodin asurin. Now that we say can be mishtamish with a bal chai, even from the sides, you can't do it either. These sakudaitis stodin mutorim, lismach l'tzdodin. El la shma minot stodin asurin. And really, the Gersa should be like the Bach says. So what the Gemara says, "Isakadayt of Tzadim Mutarin." If you want to tell me the Issa Shavus, not to work with an animal on the sides of the animal, it's mutar. Is lismach arosha? The Bach is gerish. Nismach arosh. Does let's make the smicha the regular way on top of the head? Is the head of the animal is also called like tzadim? As a lav shramina, like Rash in Rashi also said like that. Rashi says, the Rosh HaBehema Kitzdodin Dami, the head of the animal that's not the main part of the animal, that's also only like the Kitzdodin, the size of the animal. El Alav Shmamino, Kitzdodin Masurin, it's a Raya that it's also to be Mishtamach to the Baal Chai, even on the size of the animal, the Kitzdodin is also awesome. And Ravashi says, no, Ravashi Yoma HaFilu Teim Kitzdodin Maturin. Maybe really the Issa not to be mishtamish with the Baal Chai is only on top of the Baal Chai. Mashenken, the sides is mutter.
But over here, touching the head is not called the sides. The klal is called the vahadi gaba like a gaba dummy. Anything that's on, like on top of the animal is considered like on top and not on the sides. The Rashi says, goyva shabayma dummy, for her rush shava be goyva la gaba behema. The head is the same as height like as the back of the animal. Therefore, maybe the head is not considered like the studin, maybe it's called like a gaba. But it could be when you're only mamish touching the sides of the animal, maybe that's mutter. And there's no shvus. All right, we'll stop here.